We interrupt this program.
Previously, critics had railed against the duo as crude, dumb, ugly, thoughtless, sexist, self-destructive, and foolish.
They are not part of the legitimate business world.
What they do is they celebrate underachievement.
In all candor, I would tell you it's outrageous filth. And if I could find some way constitutionally to do away with it, I would.
Ooh, it's smuggy. A little damp outside, folks. Good morning.
A little moist.
A little moist.
A little damp.
It is, for the first time, I think that Cody and I can recall, you can't see our studio windows, but they are completely fogged over.
Yeah.
The temperature difference or dew point from this room.
Crazy.
To the out of doors have made these windows completely fogged over.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever seen them like this in almost 20 years.
It is a different kind of warm outside these last couple of days, friends. Hope that you are staying cool. If you can get into air conditioning, try. Try to find some AC. It did rain a little last night, didn't it?
Yeah.
Did a storm happened?
Well, I mean, it poured.
I didn't hear that.
It didn't, like, thunderstorm or anything. It just all of a sudden you could hear it on things. It was like, what?
What? I have so many fans and noise machines going that I can't hear anything.
Well, you could hear on the air conditioner.
Yeah, that's, yep.
Yep.
How was everyone's Godsmack show last night? Did you get smacked around?
It looks like everyone had a fun time.
Nothing against Godsmack, but that was a lot of people. Like, I don't know why I'm shocked at how many tickets they sell.
No, it just...
They've just been around forever.
Yeah, it's because it's not really... Not that, there's never anything new. It's all the same Godsmack. They've been the same kind of consistent for so long.
I know. I just, when a band comes back as often as they do, I always expect to see the ticket sales go down, and that was sold out last night.
And it also doesn't help that this is, depending on what you like,
yeah,
not a good rock year for
not a lot of rock shows, so I guess.
The stamp, so.
STP was great, JoJo said.
Get what you can get.
Woo! Griff was there wandering around.
Oh, I bet he was.
Bet he was sweating.
You know that sea lion that shows up at that town?
Oh, I just saw footage of him.
Where he knocks over things. I imagine.
What is his name? That was hilarious.
Is it like Norman or something?
There's this like New Zealand sea lion. Oh my God, I gotta find footage of that.
I can see Griff getting too hot and just start...
Just lumbering around.
Smashing his body on top of things.
Not that we're body-shaming Griffin to call him a sea lion, but in our minds we are. This sea lion is hilarious, though.
Yeah.
Because it looks like a dead animal on the side of the road, and it's not.
No.
It's just like a 1,000-pound sea lion that...
Neil
the sea lion. And if you haven't seen footage of it, this dumb thing just flops around...
Yes.
And whatever those bear, like those posts that come out to like stop you from driving into Target and stuff.
Yeah.
He hates them.
They're his least favorite thing.
And he flops into them and he bends them right over like a car would if it hit it.
That one shot of like 8 of them.
Yeah. And he just
all
like,
the way down.
Yep.
Like,
oh. He hates those stupid things, man.
Very cool.
Oh, well, good. I'm glad y'all had fun last night. That was a fun rock show.
Man, and I'm glad the weather, whereas it was 1,000 degrees,
mm-hmm.
I'm glad that it held out.
Yeah.
Because it rained kind of hard twice.
Up by you?
In East Syracuse.
Oh, yeah, you're out of Mama Max. That's right.
And that...
Debbie's Dewey Dungeon.
And that was it.
Mm-hmm.
But other places, you could see on the radar, they were going to get smacked a little, but no, it was good.
Is Coco Puffs going live from the Doobie Dungeon this?
No, I think it's just one last night there, and then back over yonder, because I thought about that, but no.
Very good. Of course, this week's cooking right along. Busy Wednesday today. We got a lot of guests popping by today. Coco's going to try his shot at voice acting, I think. It is a dream of his, so we're going to get that dream started today.
Okay. That sounds like a fun thing to do.
Whiskey Wednesday tonight, 7 o'clock. Of course, you know how to find me there. We'll get in all of that.
Sounds like a fun thing to do.
Very fun thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
Neil the Sea Lion will be in studio later.
Yep.
You'll see that band this month because it is July. Happy July 1st, Coco. Five Finger Death Punch comes to the Empower Federal Credit Union Amphitheater, St. Joni Mahoney, Lakeview Stadium. July 26th, they will be in town. So you'll see that band.
You got about a month to recharge them rock batteries, scumbags.
Get them rock battery to recharge. Yikes. Yeah, Donkey says Godsmack was awesome last night. The heat was not. 96 today, high of 99 tomorrow.
Yeah.
So... hope you
baby.
Hope you like indoor activities if possible. If you are working out of doors, you got nothing but my sympathy, man. That's going to be a warm couple of days.
Sorry. We're sorry.
We're sorry. Nick says, guys, please drink water. Drink water. Hydrate.
Really?
Hydrate. And I'm seeing all this, like, Katie posted this. A bunch of you have posted this. If you're on antidepressants, like, this heat can do something to you, I've learned.
Okay. Well,
and I don't know anything more than that.
Extra hydrate, then. Be careful. Don't be messing with that either.
I have no more information than that. I just know that if you're on certain antidepressants or maybe different drugs, this heat activates certain things.
Well, in the heat, you can't refresh yourself by squeezing a fresh grapefruit over your face and mouth.
Yeah, I'm supposed to avoid grapefruits, right?
Yeah, but that's real easy to do.
Yeah, I'm just... honestly, it's been pretty easy for me to do a real long time.
You know what? Solidarity. I won't eat grapefruit either.
Thanks, bud.
Just to help you, too.
Thanks, bud. Yeah. Thanks, bud. I'm trying. I've been really good at avoiding grapefruits for 44 years.
That's terrifying, to be honest with you.
Yeah. SSRIs can cause excessive sweating. Drink water, but also drink electrolytes.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah. Stay cool.
Ooh, I bet our...
check on your neighbors.
Bet our friends down the street, Q's Nutrition, have got something good.
Oh, pop over there.
They'll deliver for free if you get...
Q's Nutrition? She was saying they got all those kind of things, and they're packed full of electrolytes and caffeine.
Yeah. I'm going to look.
Well, Cody.
Stop.
I don't know why you'd spend your money on this, but it's your money. But it's especially money after you're dead, so what's it matter? But the new trend, I guess, is buying grave sites near other dead famous people.
Oh. So
you can be buried next to your favorite celebrities.
Oh, I was going to make it so you wouldn't feel ever real lonely because it's always going to be people coming to see the celebrities. So at least there'll be people around you if you want to, scare them.
Oh, so you're saying they're thinking ghosty stuff.
Yeah, like, oh, look, there's always going to be someone around me if I put myself right next to Harvey Keitel.
Like me, I visited Mr. Rogers' mausoleum. I visited his gravesite because he's buried one of my heroes. Yeah, bury me near Mr. Rogers.
Right next to you?
So that when people come to visit him, I can go, I can scare him. I can jump out and scare him.
And then Mr. Rogers goes and be like, Josh, what I tell you about
scaring him? Yeah, Mr. Rogers would yell at me, you're right.
I'm sorry, Mr. Rogers.
Man, you're right.
We're a ghost, that's what we do.
You're right. That's the one thing to talk to me, man.
And then he'll go, okay, let me try too.
Don't disappoint Mr. Rogers. A new report says... super fans are spending serious money to be buried next to their idols. One man paid $195,000 for a crypt near Marilyn Monroe.
Damn. It's a little afterlife piece.
This guy, Jeffrey Dicker, paid $50,000 to be buried next to Judy Garland.
Wow. I feel like all of that is another thing that's kind of going away with...
what? Burials?
With our generation.
Like having a grave site?
Like all that. Like
I don't need a grave site.
Make sure you put it somewhere and it's going to be all this and it's whatever. Like
I would imagine.
Whatever is most convenient.
I would imagine we would actually need to create a large mausoleum for me as I expect a constant steady flow of fans coming to mourn me.
We are going to swing you collectively around by your ankle and huck you into the woods like the crow.
Okay. All right. Or just put a urinal on me and people could just use the bathroom. You know,
just they go in and you're using the dumper part.
Uh-huh.
So they got to always just pee. And it's
welcome
just
in.
Hi.
Judy Garland is an iconic Hollywood figure. And the Hollywood Forever Cemetery is an iconic location. And as an independent artist, my biggest complaint is not being seen. This ensures that I will be seen forever. I was always a huge Wizard of Oz fan. And of course, as a homosexual,
Jeffrey.
I love musicals.
Jeffrey.
So, yes, it's a pretty good match.
Jeffrey.
I mean, come on.
As an artist, this ensures you'll be seen forever.
No,
Jeffrey.
Not really. That's very...
Have we tried therapy, Jeff?
Because you got to look at any of those other celebrity graves when they show them. No one's going to be like, oh, and also Jeff.
We're going to go visit Judy Garland and also Jeff.
Yeah.
No. Jeff the fan. He's buried right there, too.
I mean, if it's something that he wants to do, it's his money.
His money. It's just stupid. To me. But it's Jeff, like, as an artist, I want to be remembered forever. No. You're riding coattails here, bud. You didn't do anything.
Yeah,
they're visiting Judy Garland, and you paid to be near Judy Garland.
You want
to
hop on that.
Yeah, and no one's visiting Jeff Dicker's gravesite, bud.
And how close is it? Why is there such a close opening next to Judy Garland?
I don't know, because the way they're talking, maybe, like, everything's always a moneymaker.
Yeah.
So maybe what do they call is it graveyards? Cemeteries?
Yeah.
So maybe this Hollywood cemetery where famous people happen to be buried, they're probably like, well, for an exclusive fee, we'll wedge you right in there next to Judy Garland. We'll find a way.
We got a stone small enough to ride on.
Yeah, do you think that our generation's going to be like the beginning of phasing out these things?
Right.
I don't need a gravesite. Do you want a gravesite?
I whatever's most convenient for the people around me. If you want, but you don't have to spend, because those are expensive. Those are expensive tombstones, like a lot.
Like
so,
this is gonna sound really heartless of me.
No, go ahead, and then I'll say my thing.
It's gonna sound really heartless of me.
No, go ahead.
I don't think I've ever visited a relative's gravesite in my life, and as a matter of fact, I know where my nanny and poppy are buried in Fulton, and I was over there the other day, and I was like, I should go visit my nanny and poppy. And then immediately I went, for what?
What? I get it. I get
and
it.
And you know what? That might make me sound cold.
No, it's just that's
but in
not...
reality, I was like, for what? To go look at a rock with their name
for
on
you,
it?
For you, that's not how you want to remember seeing them.
Like, I have memories of them in my head. I don't think I've ever visited, not since their funerals.
No, way back when I was a kid, I would see my grandparents'.
Mm-hmm.
Only because it was like down the path from all the soccer fields at St. Mary's back up to Reese Field, the baseball fields in Manoa. So all of those little graveyards in there, you can go see them. But I haven't in ever.
It's just weird that this is coming out today because I had this happen within the last week. I was driving past the cemetery where they are. And I was like, you should pop in there. I had the thought where I go, you should pop in there. And then immediately had the, for what?
The last one was my aunt's up in that nice one in Oswego that's across from the
Brightbeck
DMV.
Park? Oh, okay. No, yeah, that's a nice one. That's a nice one.
It was a while ago, mm-hmm. but that was probably the last grave site I went to. I'm almost positive.
Yeah. Like my in-laws will go and they will decorate because my mother-in-law, my wife's grandfather was a veteran, and so they go and decorate his grave, and then they go visit their grandmother's grave, and that's nice for them. That's fine.
Yeah.
I don't really have anybody to visit. My other nanny was cremated, so she's not anywhere for me to visit.
Yeah, I got Frank.
You got Frank in the house. Frank lives with you. He's your roommate.
And he knew how much tombstones were, so he said, don't do that.
Yeah, so I don't know. Maybe we're like the generation where I've always said, take whatever parts you can out of me. I don't think much of it is usable, but and then throw me in a hole.
Well, and I think it also is a little bit more of, and this isn't me, no sad sack, I'm not sad.
Yeah.
But like, I don't have a family.
Sure.
So, like, you might, like, there might be like a family plot. Like, I guess I have a family of mama.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I don't have wife, kids, all that
sure,
stuff.
Yeah, sure, sure, sure.
So there might be like, oh, well, they'll be here, then we'll be here, we'll have our own, whatever. That might still be a thing, but like, someone like me, and be like, that's where the Judy Garland spot comes in for me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Katie and I are on the same page. Take anything usable from my body, burn the rest, toss it out back. Yeah, chuck me over a hill. I don't care.
You're gonna huck into the woods like the crow.
I don't care, because, again, like you said about Frank, I think it's just a waste of money. Why would I pay for all that?
Expensive.
It is expensive.
Yeah.
And then it's just a rock that after, like, nothing against my nanny and Poppy, but after me, who's going to visit them? Like, my kids aren't going to visit them. Their kids aren't going to visit my nanny and Poppy.
That's what I mean.
Like, you're one generation visits, and then nobody ever visits again.
That's what I'm saying. You get one generation away from all of it stopping.
Yeah.
So.
And then you're just a rock on a field.
That someone kind of looks over to get to their loved one.
See, B-Lanch creeped me out, though, in chat. B-Lanch says, maybe you should listen to that thought. Maybe it was them telling you need to come visit and sit for a minute because they have some information.
Eh.
Well, they didn't have much information when they were alive. I don't know what they're going to tell me in death.
Dad.
Yeah, give me here.
Did you clear out my browser history?
My grandfather would wake up, have breakfast made for him, and start drinking Peels at 6 in the morning.
Like, damn right.
He wasn't giving me much info in his life, so...
Bring me another Peels, Josh.
What's he been sitting on all these years, and now he's got to tell me? Fire at the Great Northern Mall last night.
Yep.
Over at the old movie theater part.
Oh, really?
I just think, and I don't want to sound like a bummer here, but there's too many people breaking in and poking around in there. I don't know who started the fire or what started the fire, but there, I get like a new abandoned mall video on my YouTube algorithm like once a week. All these people are breaking in to explore the abandoned mall.
And if those people are just doing nice, whatever, couple videos, there are, you know, there's going to be the little
douchebags
whose parents didn't. Dang, raise them right.
Like, as much as I love seeing the abandoned Great Northern Mall footage, it's just we've seen it now.
Yeah.
We've seen it now. Yeah. You know, we don't need to be poking around in there.
And, spoiler
alert. I have an alibi, sister. I was not at the mall last night.
Oh, yeah, where were you?
I was not at the mall last night.
I don't have one for him after a certain time of day. But, like, with the Great Northern Mall one, none of them were ever good.
What do you mean?
I didn't find any of the videos they did. Like, whoa.
Yeah, no, it's just
things
an abandoned
they left
mall.
Behind are still there.
It's
what?
Just abandoned malls. Like, I like it because I spent so much of my life there, but it's like also, all right, but it's an abandoned building. It's not safe to be in right now.
Well, what was funny is a couple of those videos, there was still like a store in it because I was there as of like 2 years ago.
Yeah, oh, there was that. The final run of Great Northern Mall was what you're describing. It's like there's a vape kiosk,
there was a
cologne store.
There was a Bed Bath & Beyond.
And for some reason, a Bed Bath & Beyond held on forever.
Yep.
Probably the movies held on forever.
Probably had a lease it didn't need to pay for or something.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so it was funny to see like, crazy abandoned mall, Great Northern Mall edition. I was like, I was there yesterday.
Yeah.
Am I in this?
Because it kind of did look like when you'd walk around, the shoe depot was there at the end.
Yeah. Like, look at this tree that they left behind.
There was a card store. They were doing gymnastics in there. Yeah, there was a lot, but now it's just...
Yep. Wonder what they were doing back there in the moving parts.
I don't know. I'm glad hopefully nobody was hurt. I haven't seen anybody was hurt over there, but...
I think we're good.
Gris was sending me photos of that, saying the fire department was over there, but during the food truck rally.
Yeah, that's gotta suck.
I hope that did not impact any of the food trucks.
Yeah, because that's gotta already suck to be in one of those last night, being 100 degrees.
Yeah, it's already... Oh! Yeah, these poor firefighters had to suit up and go inside of a mall.
And they had to go do that.
Come on. Come on. Maybe it was just accidentally started. I don't know, but there's just too much poking around going on in there.
You're all poking around or you shouldn't be poking around.
Mind your business. Get out of the mall. Too much horseplay.
Enough with the horseplay.
Too much horseplay. Shenanigans. Well, speaking of shenanigans, and I don't know how y'all feel about this, but I like a good middle school shenanigan. And did you hear about this yearbook? In New Jersey?
No.
So a New Jersey middle school has recalled their yearbooks because a teacher was going through the yearbook. And you know how people submit their baby photos for a collage?
Yeah.
They had printed the yearbooks.
Okay.
And they sent them to the school. And somebody's baby photo was baby Hitler. Now, see, obviously Hitler, one of the worst people to ever live, but I also like shenanigans. And as somebody who I would have done that, try to sneak baby Hitler into the yearbook. Like, I'm so like,
oh no.
Eastbrook Middle School in Paramus, New Jersey has recalled their yearbooks.
Do they know who it was?
They're investigating now.
Process of elimination, baby Hitler.
They're investigating now. Because I obviously all of us as adults can say, no, that's a bad thing to do. But go back to being 13 years old. I would have done this. If I had an opportunity to sneak a baby Hitler into yearbook, I probably would have done this.
I mean,
school officials believe a student deliberately placed it there. Obviously a student placed it there. A teacher didn't.
No.
The printer didn't.
Yeah, I was wondering this. And then Twitch said it.
What?
Who recognizes baby Hitler?
True, like, I wouldn't. It's just a black and white photo of a baby. And like the teacher's like, that's baby Hitler.
Oh, no, you like that picture. Oh, geez.
What?
Sorry, I'm a new teacher from, where'd you say you're from?
Yeah,
England.
England, yeah. The principal said it has no place and does not reflect who we are or what Eastbrook stands for. obviously nobody stands with Hitler.
No.
It was shenanigans. JoJo asking, did it have a mustache? Yeah, it already had the mustache. Even as a baby, he had that mustache.
That's how you know foolproof that it is baby Hitler.
Yeah.
The mustache.
Just it's pretty easy.
Yep.
Maybe the history teacher recognized it, sister said. But even as a history teacher, have you seen
No.
I've never seen a photo. Like,
I'm sure history teachers have.
When this story came up on the news, I didn't have the sound on, and it just kept showing a black and white photo of a baby, and I go, what is going on? Why are they showing this baby? And then it's just, somebody snuck a photo of baby Hitler into the yearbook. Again, Hitler sucks, obviously. I'm not taking a weird angle. I'm going to say something that a lot of people aren't going to say. Hitler sucks.
It's
not like I'm taking a big swing on that one,
but
I also recognize shenanigans.
Yeah.
I also recognize shenanigans. So they recalled all the yearbooks. Nobody got them. Nobody got to bring home.
Because all you really got to do is just... And it's annoying, but sorry, guess what? We're all going through that page and ripping it out every book.
Putting a big sticker over it. Putting a big sticker over the baby Hitler.
Yep.
And then will it be a collector's item now to get the baby Hitler yearbook?
I mean, you got to get the baby Hitler yearbook.
I feel like I've talked too much about Hitler and I need to go on. I need to move on. I feel like we're getting in the weeds now.
Never mind.
Anyways, there's the story and my thoughts. Thank you.
This is 100.9 1065 K-Rock.
Whiskey Wednesday. I keep forgetting it's Wednesday. Been busy.
I was almost going to say Tuesday.
No, it's Wednesday, bro. July 1st, 2026, year of our Lord.
You gonna sip on a little drink? How are you gonna have
tonight?
That?
I don't know what I'll find for this week's Whiskey Wednesday, 7 p.m. tonight. Yep.
Should take one of them watermelon and fill her up with booze.
Ooh, we had watermelon at Tam Tam's birthday celebration on Sunday.
Saw the nieces and nephews doing something with the computer, and a couple hours later... Watermelon food with booze.
Twitch.tv/theshow or theshow.fm. Speaking of Tam Tam, I don't know if I should even talk about this.
Uh-oh.
Big controversy happening this week.
Oh. What? What?
I think Tam Tam... I don't know. I think Tam Tam bought...
Oh, I got goosebumps.
I think Tam Tam bought a dock.
Okay.
I told you this yesterday.
Wait, let me just soft rev it.
Not to put all the business out there, Sunday we're at camp, and the dock's got to go in. Now, if you're new to this whole drama around this dock, it is the biggest, heaviest wooden dock you could imagine.
I've been on it.
Cody's been on it.
It's
he's seen it.
Unsafe.
To get it down to the water, we have to hang it off of a...
excavator or something,
a bobcat,
right?
With a pole. I mean, nothing about it has been safe.
For how gorgeous the camp is,
it's the stupidest dock, okay?
It's very out of place.
So, because my stepfather is a very frugal man, we don't need to call him cheap, but he's cheap. This dock came with the camp. And every spring, we risk our lives putting it in.
Yep.
And every fall, we risk our lives pulling it out. Now, if you ask him... And all these boys love to tell their stories. That's what he said.
Yes.
I'm just telling stories. I'm just exaggerating.
Yes. But I've been on it.
You've been on it?
I've been on
it. You haven't seen it installed where we put our literal lives on the line.
Yeah, no. I've watched that be done before, having the camp up at Panther Lake. So I know how it is with just a normal dock.
If we had to drive
dock.
It's not like you're just walking off the shore into the water.
No.
You have to go down a steep hill.
Go down a hill first, catch it.
Catch a 1,000-pound dock.
On the rocks.
Two sections of it. Put it on these floaty barrels. Put it out there.
No.
Well, Sunday. Oh, boy. I might be written out of the will because of this. I was complaining about putting the dock in.
Mm-hmm.
My brother was complaining about putting the dock in. My brother-in-law was complaining about putting the dock in. Everybody and all of our significant others, other than my wife, because my wife has witnessed the dock.
Yes.
Joey's wife has not. My sister has not. So they're all kind of learning in real time. Wait, how do you install this? A guy comes down with the bobcat.
Yeah.
We hang it 10 feet in the air. Hope that the strap doesn't break and kill us all.
You ain't buying no new strap.
You ain't buying no straps.
No.
So they're all kind of hearing this a little bit by little bit.
Yeah.
Then my brother-in-law finds a Facebook Marketplace thing about getting like aluminum docks installed. And now Tam Tam her gears are turning.
Well, because she's got time to relax now.
She's got time.
You're going to want to enjoy your dock.
And she's she has this epiphany, I guess, on Sunday, where she's like, I didn't get to enjoy my camp at all last summer because my mother was ill. I had to take care of my mother. Nanny has since passed. She didn't get to go out on the boat.
Exactly.
It's not safe to go on that old dock. It's not safe to install it. So she pulls the trigger. And I guess she broke the news to him 2 days ago that she's getting an aluminum dock installed.
But at least being as frugal for as long makes it so it's not going to like, oh my God, we mortgaged the house.
No.
So that's good.
It's a what's more valuable, your husband and children's lives?
Yes. Because it's...
Or a couple of grand on an aluminum dock.
Because it's getting to the point where it's going to be a detriment. I know your mom.
Yeah.
She wants everyone to come out there and hang out and enjoy themselves. You can't.
Yeah, exactly.
You can't like that.
She pitched it as, not to blow up her spot, but she just turned 65. She says, I'm 65 now. I don't want to be wobbling around on an old dock. We're not young anymore.
She just wants to enjoy her
She wants
her
to
dock.
Enjoy her dock.
Yeah, yeah.
And it was not a possibility.
No, that's awesome.
So I don't know how their marriage is going this week, because she made a pretty executive decision that he's not going to be happy about. We'll see.
Well,
all I know is I ain't got to put a dock in tomorrow.
And that sounds pretty damn good. Although figures, it's one of the only times where it's like, all right, let me get in the water real quick.
I wasn't the water guy anyways. I was the shore guy.
Right,
I was the bobcat guy. I hung up top, and I was bobcat guy in OSHA.
Gotcha.
Because every time the dock would go out, either my brother or my stepfather would get under it, and I'd yell at him and get out of there.
Out of the dock.
I was safety.
Crunch.
I was safety. Good morning, everybody.
Yep.
Tyler, wait, my parents are in their 60s, and I'm 27. How young was your mom when she had you?
Our moms are wicked old. They're out there just throwing it out.
How old was your mom when she got pregnant with you?
Oh, let's see. What is she, 67 right now?
Oh, so she's a little older, early 66, 20s.
Right around the same thing, so.
I come from a long line of teenage mothers, all right?
Yep.
My nanny had my mom when my nanny was 18.
Yep.
My mom had me when she was 19, just turned 20. And the weirdest part about that is not that she raised me as she was so young, but the fact that I went to college when she was 38 years old. Like, imagine you right now, your age.
Yeah.
You having a college graduate.
Yeah.
When I moved to Queens, she was 42.
Like, hi, guys. Are we doing stuff? Or
42?
Are you guys partying this weekend?
So, all right. That aside, I had to share that piece of information.
Yes.
Is that stupid doc? It's been a major part of this show for many times.
Because it was never about, you got to spend the money. Come on. It's the safety of the family.
Yeah.
It was, as a person that's been on that doc. You cannot be on that dock.
To quote my mother, he might be mad at me now, but he knows in the long run I made the right decision.
Because ultimately, what is he mad at, if he's mad? That he gets to have a brand new dock.
I don't know
and
what...
He gets to be able to use this dock.
I don't know.
And be on the dock and have a safer place for his boat to be.
I don't know. This is not a man who spends money on anything.
Guess
so
what?
This
he
is
didn't
a big
cheat.
Deal. True. All right. Hey, listen. So that's the dock update, all right?
I love it.
I think I'm safe. I think I'm... Now!
Wow.
I'm not counting my chickens before they hatch.
Yeah.
He could pull an old switcheroo and I get a text that I gotta be out there tomorrow.
Gosh, I figured out Facebook Marketplace.
I canceled it.
Canceled.
We're putting in two docks. After you get it for a punishment, now I gotta put in somebody else's dock.
I bought an old wooden one.
It's already July. Here we go.
Oh, wow, it is.
Better get your Christmas shopping done.
Oh.
No, July means it's time for the Napa Auto Parts Syracuse Nationals coming up July 16th, 17th, and 18th over at the New York State Fairgrounds, presented by the McGuire family of dealerships and Camping World. Got a vehicle you want to bring? 2001 or older? You can still register it at syracusenationals.com. We are looking for our Crazy Daisy Showstopper.
Yep.
Text a photo of your ride. Older than 2001.
That's
me pausing for
very old.
It's me pausing because three of my vehicles
right
in my life were older than 2001.
Why are we so old?
Hold on a second. 1990 Chevy Celebrity.
Nope.
1995 Chevy Cavalier. 1999 Saturn View.
Yep.
My first three vehicles are eligible for the Syracuse Nationals.
Just my first.
What was
still
it?
Got the. Is it 90 or 91, the Geo Prism?
Mm-hmm.
But after that, I'm still, it's the
03 Alero.
Oh, man. If I still own that Chevy Celebrity station wagon, I would bring it out. I'd have it there.
I mean,
I'd have it
you
there.
Would have to.
New this year. It's kicking off Thursday through Saturday. And like I said, because these boomers are out of there by supper on Saturday. So Sunday was just like hodgepodge.
It was a pack-up day.
Everybody was gone Saturday. So trust me, this is a better layout.
I remember that the first time we were there. I noticed that on the one Saturday. Everyone was leaving, and I was like, what is this?
Yeah,
everyone just starts kind of leaving Saturday night.
Like, yeah.
Oh?
They're boomers. They're going to supper.
Yeah.
And they're going home.
I'm out of here.
All right. They had to be there at 4:30 in the morning when the gates opened.
Yes.
But on a Saturday and 4 p.m.,
can we move all these 150,000 people so I can go home?
So it's a perfect time to get out there Thursday. Plus, if you come out Thursday after 5, on Thursday after 5, Thursday only, $5 to kick off that Syracuse Nationals Thursday night. Music from the arcade, lowrider exhibit, nitro car flare-ups, modern muscle dyno challenge, and a flamethrower finale.
Bitchin'.
That Thursday night.
Straight
SyracuseNationals.com. Cody, I don't know what to believe anymore.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, the chocolate room.
Now, if you're also new to the show on K-Rock, he's showing his beehole to the camera. If you're new to the show on K-Rock, Willy Wonka the Chocolate Factory is my favorite movie. It's my favorite movie I've ever watched. I used to watch it every single day growing up. I know it front to back. So yesterday, Netflix drops this thing that I can't tell what's real and what's not real. Did you see it?
No. Is it a trailer for something?
I don't know if it's a Mr. Beast thing or what.
Well, I freaking literally love
Mr.
Beast.
It's called Wonka's Golden Ticket.
Okay.
And it looks like it's going to be a competition show.
Oh, boy.
But in the footage, it's showing like they must have got an old factory and made it. I'm going to show it in twitch.tv/theshow or theshow.fm.
Are they going to kill someone in a...
Yeah, they're going to kill a young boy, yeah.
River? Oh, my God.
No, they're going to drown a young boy.
Okay.
So I don't know what's CGI and what's not in this.
All right.
But if even half of this is real,
yeah,
I am bricked up, bro. And I mean that respectfully. Because I have never seen somebody pull off a Willy Wonka Chocolate Factory the way they're doing it in this Netflix thing.
Mr. Beast would have the unlimited funds.
And it looks like it's a competition show of some kind. I'll show you the trailer right now. Maybe you can help me understand what this is. Maybe you can find like a write-up of it. You can tell me what this is. They just dropped this yesterday. I have watched it twice because it looks so damn cool. Twitch.tv/theshow or theshow.fm to watch the video.
For the first time in decades, I'm opening my beloved chocolate factory.
See that? A Netflix competition series.
A real-life golden ticket holders will compete for a life-changing prize. Or say a most unfortunate goodbye. Marvel at the magic you remember. And delight in my newest wonders beyond imagination. The most extraordinary competition on Earth is about to begin.
You see that, bro? Is that real?
Yeah.
Where are we?
Yeah. This is real, dude.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Wow.
There's no turning back now.
Wow.
Like, what that is this? I have goosebumps. I want to cry.
Some competition show they're doing. I've never heard of it, so I don't know. But Mr. Beast is very good at doing those type things.
I don't know if it is him, though, but because I think he did a Wonka thing, so I don't know if he's attached to this.
But if it's Netflix as well, they also have unlimited funds to do what they want. So they could set up an entire warehouse that looks exactly like all of those things.
Is that true, sister? It's a chocolatier competition they're doing?
Oh, neat.
Bro, for those of you just listening and you couldn't watch the footage, it's on the Netflix social media.
Yeah.
It's the 1970s Willy Wonka. Nothing against Timmy Chalamet.
No, that was
a little
fine.
Bit against Johnny Depp. I didn't love
sucked. That. No, that sucked. That was terrible, and he should apologize to all of us right now.
I'm a Gene Wilder guy. I've always been a Gene Wilder guy. Gene Wilder's Willy Wonka is my favorite Willy Wonka. The Gene Wilder Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory is what they're doing here. The everlasting gobstoppers were the exact shape of like that weird kind of, I don't know, pointy thing.
But that would be cool because those baking shows are neat as hell. And some of the things those people come up with, that would be badass to watch a competition like that. Because you're not, what are you going to do necessarily with a Willy Wonka world?
It just says
it'd be a good background for a lot of things.
In this one-of-a-kind reality competition, lucky players step inside Wonka's chocolate factory to face unpredictable games, tests, and temptations.
Okay. That'll be fun.
Like,
if it's ready now,
can I go to it? I want to go to it. I want to, let me go to this.
I don't know where it is.
I don't either. You built this, and I got to go to it.
He built this city.
You let us explore whatever this factory is, Wonka's golden ticket.
Yeah.
Netflix recreates, I know, they used Gene Wilder's kind of fake voice, which I didn't love, but.
Oh, that wasn't him?
No, I think they used AI, supposedly, to regenerate his voice.
That's kind of what I thought it was. That's what they're going to use, it says.
A whole new
it's like right in the headline.
Real-life golden ticket holders will compete for a life-changing
This is
going to
be the voice
prize.
For the whole show.
It is?
Or say a most unfortunate goodbye.
Yeah, they're going to kill children.
The magic you remember and delight in my newest wonders
the kid
beyond
your blueberries?
Imagination.
Will now.
The most extraordinary competition on Earth is about to begin.
Where are we?
Hell.
Oh, my God. God.
I mean, man, I'm so in. I don't know what it is. I don't really even care about reality shows, but the way they've framed this.
No, that'll
like
be...
Like 70s Wonka.
I'm trying to see if there's anything...
No, all I'm seeing is what you're seeing, is that they used this company to recreate Gene Wilder's voice. Did not do that great of a job, in my opinion. I thought it was an actor pretending to be Gene Wilder, trying his best Gene Wilder.
Because it went back, I thought it was him, and then also another guy doing just a voiceover. So, yeah, it wasn't the bestest.
It wasn't the bestest. You probably could have just got an actor, but all right.
But
all right.
Yeah, I'm just trying to see if there's anything more on the game itself.
No, there isn't.
Just probably
just this teaser trailer.
It's enough to have that in the background of everything.
Goosebumps, bud.
They did cool challenges and stuff
How
like
fun is
baking
that?
Stuff.
How fun is that going to be?
Shiny chocolate.
Tonight. 7 o'clock on twitch.tv/theshow or theshow.fm. Whiskey Wednesday goes live. We'll be sipping. All right. Come and join us, of course, theshow.fm. Get all of our shows on demand. All of our links are right there. You might need to learn some future technology, radio listeners. You might have to learn how streaming works. You might have to learn how podcasts work.
Yeah, sorry.
And that's okay. You can do that.
And
go to theshow.fm. You're very smart.
You do. You know how you...
You're very smart.
You know how you finally figured out online porn on your phone?
You finally did.
It's the same thing. Just way more wieners.
A lot more wieners. I already know that you're not going to this hotel.
Whoa, why?
And I don't even know if I would go to this hotel.
Oh.
You're not. You don't do a lot. You don't do a lot of TikToks. You probably haven't seen these videos.
I'm a TikTok influencer.
Oh yes, you are. Of course. So you probably don't know what Frying Pan Tower is, do you?
What'd you just call me?
It is off the course. Coast. It is off the coast of North Carolina. It is an old ghost. Why can't I say words right now? Take me to Krause. Am I stroking out?
Taking you.
old. Coast Guard light station.
You die on the floor like the guy before you.
Now, here's the problem. It's 35 miles off the coast. Want to see it?
I don't understand.
It's an old Coast Guard station. They've converted it into a hotel.
So why would it be so far? That'd be like having it here from Oswego. Like, I'm going to put the Coast Hotel right here in Syracuse. But it's for Oswego.
No, this is because I think they wanted us to convert something crazy into a hotel.
But
let me show you it.
I don't get how it's crazy, though. It's just a... Oh, the other way.
Yeah. I'm talking out in the water. No.
Oh, it is. Stupid thing.
35 miles.
Push it over.
Off the coast.
I hope a whale hits it, knocks it right into the water.
It is surrounded by shark-filled waters right in the middle of hurricane territory.
What even is that?
It's like I said, it's an old Coast Guard light station. They've converted into a hotel. Now, the videos you'll see.
No.
I don't have any of the videos queued up.
Just stop it.
To get into this.
Yeah.
A boat takes you out. For those of you just listening, let me describe. You guys probably know what like an oil derrick looks like out in the middle of the water, right? You can envision that.
Bow derrick?
It's bow derrick. It's that, but it's not as oily. It's not
much less.
It's just
oil.
A flat platform, basically, with a lighthouse.
Yes.
You go out to this thing in a boat, and then they like you hold onto a rope, and it hoists you 80 feet up. That's the appropriate reaction. What you're doing right now is the appropriate reaction.
I call this the teenager.
The tower sleeps 12 people, has 8 bedrooms,
stop.
Hot showers, Wi-Fi, a full kitchen. You can fish and snorkel.
Yeah. No!
3-night stay starts at around $600 a person.
How do you get back into the... If you go in the water, how do you get back up?
He's asking valid questions here. I don't know the answer to that.
Because I assume like the boat people like did some thing with their boat and the rope helped you get back up.
Yeah, the rope will get you up.
But how do
and
you...
then maybe you can jump down. You know, as me, I'm not as afraid of water as Cody is. I love a good cruise from time to time. But even this.
No.
Like, it looks too rusty. One of you in chat said it's too rusty.
You didn't even get me in a boat to go see that.
No, 35 miles away from the shore, you're not going 35 miles.
Look at that. That is unnecessary. Just push it into the... Take all the crap out of it mm-hmm. that you don't need, that's dangerous. Push it into the ocean and let it be
yeah.
coral reef or
yeah.
whatever the hell.
If you could promise me that it's not going to be rusty and it's not going to collapse into the water while I sleep, maybe I could hang there.
Millions.
But I don't feel confident in that structure.
Millions, and I'm not doing the rope thing to get up in there.
So how are you going to get up there?
Figure it out. It's your show. It's your game show, Mr.
Beast.
It's
your game show, Mr. Beast. You tell me. You better get me in a hot elbow wound and get me up there because I ain't doing a wolf.
Set me down on a wolf.
Uh-huh. Twitch.tv/theshow or theshow.fm. For all the video and links and in studio right now is kind of a new friend, but she's been around the area, come and gone. I want you to meet Jamie Sarah Lewis. Jamie, hi.
Hi, everybody. Hi.
Jamie, you got your start. You're from around here.
I am. Yeah, I grew up here.
And you did radio or 95X you were
I
on?
I did. Yeah. Dave Christina actually just sent me a picture of old radio days yesterday.
So you were on radio days. You did radio long ago.
Yeah.
Then you moved down to New York and you start doing all this voice acting stuff.
Yeah.
And you've recently come back. Now, how we've reconnected is Jamie teaches youth acting classes, and my kid just took one of your youth acting classes.
He did.
Had a blast. He had a great time.
Mm-hmm. Oh, good.
I came out of his shell, never complained about going to class, always loved it. So,
you never know, man. I love hearing that feedback because you never know with the kids because, you know, everyone's too cool for school.
Yeah, everyone's too cool for school.
Like, do you really like me, guys?
Oh, yeah. It was cool.
For real.
And he loved it. He loved going to class. And people watching say you also have incredible hair. It's probably helping with this humidity, right?
Thanks. Yeah, you know, it kind of just does its thing, and
yeah.
I let it be.
So you are here, A, because I want people to know about your youth acting class. When does that kick off
for
the summer?
So the summer session kicks off on July 9th until April 13th. It's a 6-week class. It's 2 hours. It's a lot of fun.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
My kid raved about it. He loved interacting with other kids and acting.
Yeah, it's not something you usually see around here.
Yeah.
And this was a perfect match because he doesn't care about stage acting. He wants to do voice acting. He's done that forever. Like, he had a mic in his room, doing voice effects all for years. He's been doing that.
Seriously?
So, yeah.
Like, with his voice? Because he didn't tell me all this.
No, he's very, very shy. But, a voice changer app.
Yeah.
Because, on Roblox, you can be different people. So he would, play all these voice acting things. It was
love
all
that.
Yeah,
so that's
cool.
Much.
That's but cool. You're here because my other child, Cody.
Hi.
Also loves the idea of voice acting. Cody's dream. Now, I like just being on the radio. I have an annoying Oswego County high-pitched voice.
I love your voice.
Thank you. I would love to do cartoon stuff, but it's just kind of not my focus. My boy wants to be a cartoon voice.
Okay.
He's wanted to be a cartoon voice for as long as I've known him.
We're going to do this for
you.
So
give people some of your credits. Like, where have you been on?
Yeah. So, gosh, it's funny when people ask me that. I'm like, can I just check out my IMDb page?
Yeah, please.
Because I forget.
Yeah.
But, you know, I do lots of video games, too. So,
that's cool.
Grand Theft Auto, Rage, Potionomics. I've got a bunch that are in the works right now with Nintendo. I do all different things. And it's really cool because I can voice so many characters. So
sure.
I voice kids, I voice men, I voice ladies, old lady. I do all different things. Creatures. I have done Doc McStuffins for Disney. I'm on a Netflix special right now, Dr. Seuss. The Sneetches.
Mm-hmm.
And then I have a really awesome big movie come out that I'm super excited about called Wildwood, created by Leica Studios, who did Coraline and Kubo and the Strange.
Oh, I just saw a trailer for that.
Yes.
It looks cool.
It is. And, you know, a lot of really great actors are in it. And, I mean, like, the trailer will give you guys the chills. I mean, this thing has been, you know, it's stop motion feature, so... It's been in the works for years.
Yeah. So Jamie is legit. She knows what she's talking about.
Yep.
Yeah.
And she's right here in our backyard. If you want to take... Now, do you do adult acting classes?
I do. I actually... So I want to start some adult classes in the fall, but I do one-on-one coaching.
Mm-hmm.
I'm also going to the Syracuse Actors Studio on July 13th, which is... And I should give you them just a quick small plug.
Please.
Like, the Syracuse Actors Studios were created By Joe Cunningham and Laura Stisler. They have created this community of actors, and everything is for free. They get together once a month on a Monday. There's just for people who are interested in acting.
Mm-hmm.
And they also have connections with American High. So it's like, it is such a good community. I had coffee with them a couple weeks ago, and I'm going to be going to their studio on the 13th and just kind of, you know, introduce myself, but teach, you know, do some acting lessons as well. But yes, I coach one-on-ones, like, out of my home studio. So I actually love working with adults.
Really?
Because I feel like they have so much to give. I mean, just think about it. Like, they have joys and traumas, just life experience,
yeah,
and I can pull that out of them and then create, you know, something beautiful. Like, I love to watch, like, I love watching ugly things.
Yeah, sure.
So I'm like, if you've got some trauma, my God, I can pull that out of you.
Do you have, I have a weird skill that I think you probably have too.
Okay.
And I can never describe it. I can recognize any voice on any human being. I don't know how to describe it. If I've heard your voice once.
Yeah.
And then you just play me a clip of you. I know, I can tell you every celebrity's voice. I can tell you every person I've ever met's voice. Do you have that skill?
So I think I do as well, because I'm just so in tune to listening to it.
Same.
I mean, you guys were just talking about Gene Wilder.
Yeah.
And like, okay, you said that. Do you know for certain that was AI?
Yeah, because the company that did it announced it. I thought it was an actor first.
It's infuriating, because I was thinking
about them
casting it. Because for me, I was like, that's not Gene Wilder.
No.
But I was like, they did a pretty good job kind of getting someone.
Yeah, a little bit.
But yeah, dude, there's no doubt. If I can hear a voice, I know it.
Like, yeah.
I wish you guys had a game right now. We could play.
I know. I'm the same. Like, I've told Cody
right,
this. Like, if I hear someone's voice, I know immediately who they are. I don't know what that part of my brain is.
I definitely don't think I can do that.
I'm just tuned in.
Oh, I could do it too. I could do it, dude. I wish you had a game.
I know.
Next time.
Yeah.
How do you? I don't. I'm not that concerned about AI taking over.
No.
I'll tell you why, because it sucks.
You hear stuff like that.
You're like,
that's
like you hear
what you
that.
Picked for your big Willy Wonka thing?
It's a big trend right now, even like in local commercials around here, is shoving AI voice into it.
Yeah.
It sucks. It's soulless. And I think that maybe it will take my job. Fine. Go ahead. But it's like, I eventually think there'll be some backlash because there's no soul behind it.
Do you know what I think is going to happen is that, so like, I've been doing this for a really long time. And like, when I first started doing this, the training that I got to be a professional voiceover artist, this is after radio, it was like everything, you know, you learn the musicality of a commercial, like, hi, you know, it's like you started off kind of like, what's the problem? Well, we might have a solution. Here's the solution.
Yeah.
Right. So there's like the musicality to it. So as years went on, everything became extremely naturalistic and messy. It was just like, hey.
Yeah, it does.
Right?
Yeah.
So everything's very natural. So now AI is taking over, quote unquote, voiceover jobs and things like that. I think that humans are going to start to try to do everything they can to not sound AI.
Sure.
So it's like, okay, we don't want this to sound like AI. Because, I mean, like I said, I do, you know, I'm constantly auditioning for different things that are trends. Like when the TikTok voice came out, it was like, hi. You know, it's like,
like the Siri voice or the TikTok voice.
Everything. Yeah. So it's like they're looking for that. So like I'm trying to create that for a commercial or the, you know, GPS, like, you know, take a left, you know, those type of things.
That tone.
So now they're like, they want it to sound really human and natural. So it's like, I feel like that's going to happen.
Okay,
a trend.
All right. That's good then.
Let's turn to Coco.
I mean, that's just a theory, dude. I don't know.
Cody wants to do cartoon voices. And what have you brought? He wants to do anything voiceover wise.
I love this. Why didn't you call me? Or
think
text
of how many voices there are for everything.
Yeah.
Like you were saying, yes. Creatures and men and women and babies and kids and animals and
and
all
he's a,
of
he's
it.
A yes. great mimic. Like he's able to like do RFK Jr. real quick.
Yeah,
like,
please.
You want me to do an RFK impression?
Yeah.
Really fast, I guess.
See, he's able to like find.
I love that.
He's able to find the thing to mimic.
Beautiful. Just
which
beautiful.
Has been great in here. So I'll let you take over with what you want to do helping Cody find a cartoon.
Okay, boy. Yeah. So like it's funny because as I was driving in listening to you guys, I was casting both of you. It's okay, Josh. You don't have to do it.
Okay.
But Cody, I was casting you and I was like, oh my God. He could be, let me pull up, is it Mr. Baldwin? Which is kind of like fitting for Syracuse because like, isn't that like, we've created the Baldwins?
We have
Syracuse
the Baldwins. No, well, I've worked with the Baldwins. Yeah. I could tell you a million Baldwin stories, Jamie. I really could.
He's although, a Baldwin.
Yeah. The description of this guy, though, I thought he wanted me to see it just to give immediately to Josh.
Where is it?
No, dude, I saw it and I listened to you and I was like, Cody is a pregnant seahorse.
Pregnant seahorse.
Yeah, a male. Because you know the males are always the pregnant ones.
Yeah.
So
I'm pregnant.
Yeah. So you know, take a look at the script. We're gonna make this quick because honestly, I could work with you for hours, Cody, because you're such a talent.
He is a talent. Thank you.
Thank you.
So yeah, here's Mr. Baldwin. You know, you're gonna read the specs. Specs are the directions of what like the director or the producer are looking for, right? So it's short for specifications. So he's a pregnant male seahorse. He's a guidance counselor, of course. He's balding, sorry. And his wife left him. And he's quick to complain about things. He's exhausted. He's bitter. And he sees his own misery wherever he looks. Kind of. I mean, does that sound like you, Cody?
Do you feel like...
No, but I already had a... As soon as I saw the picture of him, I had a voice in my head.
Is that part of it? Like seeing after when an animator makes the animation of the character, then you kind of...
I think so. I like
animation comes first before the voice.
So, you know, like it depends. I mean, like when I worked on the Sneetches, they did like this rough copy of like what the character kind of looks like. And then once, you know, I'm animating it and stuff, then like the character, then like the real facial expressions come in. Like when I did Wildwood, I mean, they filmed me. So it's, you know, stop motion feature. So they filmed me. So, but all my facial expressions are going into the character, which is so cool.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, I'm okay. excited about seeing it.
You're right, like that guy's not going to have.
I hope she has good hair.
He's going to frown the whole time while he's talking.
Yeah, well, I got to finish the specs real quick because this is my favorite part. Everyone in school is glad they're not Mr. Baldwin.
All right, work with him. I want to see what we can come up with here.
So let me just say, okay, so listen, he's got, you guys can't see the script, but he's got this script in front of him. And the first part, we are going to, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to break your boat. Okay, cool. I'm just going to have you do the first part, and it says that the directions are increasingly sad. So let's just hear you do it, and then we're going to break it down, and I'm going to help you make it perfect and bookable and like the most amazing character ever.
Okay. Let's see here.
Space. It's a lot like women. It's mysterious, unapproachable. You try to get even close, and you suffocate. And even if you do manage to somehow grace its glittering presence, you'll return pregnant with a gut full of sea babies. And you learn a valuable lesson. Everything you love will hurt you. Well, that's it for today.
Oh! I loved it! I loved it!
You did really
not
good.
Bad?
Yeah.
Not bad?
Yeah!
So, that's fun.
What I do
I like
now...
This. That's
okay,
fun.
So now listen. Here's the thing. Yes. Is that we have to make you stand out from everybody else that auditions. Now, here's the thing is that, like, you're auditioning with hundreds, sometimes thousands of people.
No.
This is a cutthroat business. Like, it is insane. So the reason why I'm telling you this, so it's like, how do we make Cody stand out? And I always tell this to all the people that I teach, and it's the truth, okay? You are you. You are special. Everything that you have, you know, in your whole life that you have been through makes you you. Okay. So, like, I want you to bring Cody to this character too. Okay. So, let's just think about where are you? Where are you saying this? Not you're not on K-Rock right now.
No,
I mean, like the character.
I put myself in. I was in a break room.
Okay. Cool.
I felt like.
Cool. I like that idea. You're in a break room, and who are you talking to?
I don't know if there was anybody even there when I was saying it.
Okay, now that's cool.
It might have just been into the...
I love that. So that's... Now, this is a fantastic answer. Because a lot of times the people were like, oh, I'm talking to my best friend, or I'm talking... So here you are, like, Mr. Baldwin. He's a guidance counselor, right? So, like, maybe he's going in to teach a class. Or not... He doesn't really teach a class, but he talks to kids. Mm-hmm. So he's more introspective, right? So he's talking to himself. So the choice of actually talking to yourself, I think, is a beautiful choice as an actor, because you're not talking to somebody.
No.
You're actually kind of. So I want you to take it really introspective, okay? It's like, God, space. It's not like a woman. So I want you to really, and here's another thing I want you to try too, okay? So there's this whole idea of discovery on the line. So you're discovering what you're thinking while you're saying it. So I want you to think about it like that, like, huh, and making noises, okay? Make noises. There's this casting director at Disney. She's like, you never miss an opportunity to burp, fart, laugh.
Oh, okay.
Whatever.
Okay.
Sigh.
Because that's the human. That's human. That sounds human.
It's human. That's what I'm saying. Anti-AI, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so.
If you're just tuning in, this is Jamie Sarah Lewis.
Yeah.
She's helping Cody find his cartoon voices.
So. I want you to take this more introspective. Okay, now here's the thing, too. So this whole thing, space, it's a lot like a woman. It's mysterious, unapproachable. So I want you to think really introspective. I want you to bring out some noises that you're feeling. Maybe it's some sighs or things like that, okay? And then I want you to think about the beats. Now, when you're acting, the thing that you want to do is you always want to take somebody on an emotional roller coaster. If you keep it at one level of being sad, vulnerable, and depressed, we're going to lose interest. But if you find maybe some glimmer of hope in there, or maybe you get really upset, or maybe you get angry, I want you to take me on an emotional roller coaster a little bit. So start it off. You're in the break room. It's introspective. You said you're talking to yourself, and give it a go. And then when you try to even get close, and then you get suffocated. So maybe when you get into, you try to even get close, maybe there's a glimmer of hope right there. Even trying to get a little close, and then you suffocate. Okay?
Okay.
Give it a go.
Remember, taking a quick drink.
I know it's a lot. Your mouth gets dry. I get it.
All right.
Space. It's a lot like a woman. Mysterious. Unapproachable. Try to get even a little close. Suffocate.
Really good job. Can I take it back for a second?
Yes, yes.
Okay. I want you to think about it. You try to even get a little close. Okay? This is really heartfelt.
And even if you do somehow manage to grace its glittering presence, you try to get a little close. You suffocate.
Oh, I did it wrong. Hold on.
You didn't do it wrong, buddy. You did your best.
You try to get even a little close, and you suffocate. And even if you do manage to grace its glittering presence. To return pregnant with a gut full of sea babies. And you learn a valuable lesson. Everything you love will hurt you. That's it for today.
God, I like how you ended that.
That was great!
That's
fun.
Oh, Cody, I'm so proud of you.
He's going to be a cartoon voice actor. I just know he is, dude. Listen, Jamie is a pro. If you want to get into this business, if you got kids that want to try voice acting, learning all this stuff, Jamie Sarah Lewis, I will share all of your information on our Facebook page.
Thanks, dude.
With this clip.
Can I just say, it's not just voice acting, too.
Yeah, give me the whole rundown.
So we do, you know, I teach theater on camera, you know, a little bit of yoga.
Nice, cool.
But yeah, I have such a passion for acting, whether it's, you know, I'm trained as an on-camera actor,
mm-hmm.
But I've done a lot of theater as well, and there's completely different, you know, tactics of way going about, like, how you're acting for both. Camera's very small. Movements.
Yeah. Stage is very big.
Very big.
Very big.
Mm-hmm.
If you got
kids. Thank you guys for having me.
Thank you for coming in. You're awesome. People are so excited. Cool. I wanted Cody to have that experience. He's very talented. So this was cool.
That was wicked neat.
If you're like me and you've got kids that are interested, Jamie does a great job. I'm speaking from firsthand experience. Jamie does a great job.
You got it.
When does that class start again?
July 9th. So you guys got like a week and a half to sign up. We do have a few. We're almost booked out. We have a few more spaces. And if you can't make it for the summer, then hit me up in the fall. And you can find me anywhere. It's like jamiesarahlewis.com. But you can Google me and email me.
Yeah, and Instagram and all that stuff. Thank you, Jamie. That was so fun.
Thank you, Josh and Cody. Cool.
We will come back. This is the show. You're listening to K-Rock. Katie doesn't like bananas. We're talking fruits in here.
Okay.
You brought up honeydew melon. I've never had a honeydew melon. I've had cantaloupe.
Mm-hmm.
My favorite melon is whatever's in those Dole fruit cocktails.
Yeah.
Whatever that grape that's been saturated in high fructose corn syrup for about 6 months.
Mm. A little half cherry.
A little half cherry.
That's what I got going on my pants right now.
Did I hear a rumor that you can get a can of Oops All Cherries now? I mean, I guess you could get just cherries.
No, I know what you mean. They go heavier on the cherries for those. Maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
Anyways, tonight, 7 o'clock, back on our Twitch stream, twitch.tv/theshow or theshow.fm.
Get all up on it.
We'll do a Whiskey Wednesday show tonight. I'll find something to drink, get a little sip.
Melon whiskey. I don't know.
I don't like flavored whiskeys, but I'd like maybe, I'm sure there's melon vodkas and stuff out there.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I love grape flavored things. I love anything grape.
Fake grape, though, maybe not. Both.
Grape juice, I love. White grape juice, I love.
Oh, man.
But a fake grape Kool-Aid, love it.
Well, yes. Both. That's one of the few that the artificial and real flavors are both dope.
I was kind of offended the other day. I'm in my kitchen. And I go to my wife, I go, where's the Kool-Aid packets, the grape Kool-Aid packets? She goes, oh, I think that they're all gone.
Oh.
And I go, oh, I guess I got to buy some Kool-Aid. And she goes, I mean, does a 45-year-old man need to be drinking Kool-Aid? Anyways, I've moved out of the house.
I've got my backup pouch right
Coco's
here.
Coco's got a pouch right there in his hand.
I don't think we're age limiting Kool-Aid, are we? Get that Kool-Aid, brah.
She was like, does a 45-year-old man need a pitcher of Kool-Aid? Yes, he does.
Look how that like made my day yesterday.
Having that pouch of Kool-Aid?
When I was pounding that pouch real good.
Mm-hmm.
It's so refreshing on a hot summer's day. Obviously... full of sugar, but whatever.
Now, someone of my advanced age shouldn't be drinking that much sugar. Yeah, but it's a little treat from time to time.
When we're partying, dude, in the summer, bro.
I love this video. I'll play it quick, so I only have a few minutes here. But I love how, this is a new thing that I hadn't thought about. Like, it used to be in the 80s and 90s, it was grandmas and grandpas. And I was kind of weird because I called my grandma's nanny.
Okay.
And my grandpa's Poppy. So I had Pop Nanny and Poppy back when I was growing up.
Yeah.
Did you have any names for your grandparents?
We didn't see them that much, but I remember, now that you say that, I remember the stepdad's parents were Nanny and Poppy, but I don't really say.
It's a pretty big trend.
I had my grandma and my grandpa, and I think it was just grandma and grandpa, and then my other grandma till I was like six. I don't remember what I called her, probably just grandma.
Yeah.
So no, I didn't have anything. I know there's silly names.
My in-laws are Grandma and Grandpa. My parents are Mimi and Poppy. But it is getting to the point where grandparents are having ridiculous names. So this guy made this clip.
No, I get it. I kept trying to say that my brother's kid was going to call my mom, I forget what it was, like Meemaw.
Meemaw,
or something.
I was like,
no, you're his Meemaw. And she would get mad because that's the dumb one. But then one of the grandparents up in Canada was like, no, have him call me Meemaw. Like, oh, okay, redneck.
Hey, do you guys want to go see Yeah Yeah and Yo-Yo? Grab your toys. We're going to go see Gabba Gabba and Garfunkel. Who wants to go visit Shaboobie and Paw? Look who's coming up the driveway. It's Gam Gam and Hee Haw. Do you guys want to spend the night at Lolly and Grandolph's house? Who wants to go see Grandma and Dan?
Step grandpas are the best. Want to go see Grandma and Mark?
Dan.
We're getting a little out of
here. He's your age.
Yeah. Hey, what's up?
Hey,
how you doing?
Hey, Dan.
Hey, I'm Dan. I'm banging your grandma.
Have you been following this Batman of Lagos de Moreno story? Probably not by your face.
No.
There's vigilante justice happening in Mexico right now.
Okay.
So I guess they have a problem with people having their motorcycles stolen.
Excuse me.
People get their motorcycles stolen down there.
Yeah.
And there's a masked vigilante tracking them down.
Yeah.
Catching them.
Yeah.
And then taping them to lampposts. Look at the screen. This is real. This is really happening.
That's pretty cool.
At least five men were found bound with silver duct tape across the Jalisco region over the course of 10 days.
Yeah.
Many had the word ratero, or thief, written on them.
Yeah.
Along with mustaches and cat whiskers. Some showed signs of beatings. The stolen bikes belonging to the victims were left by. So, like, in this photo, you kind of see that motorcycle at the bottom.
Oh, okay. Yep, 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 yep.
He would tape you to a pole and then park your stolen motorcycle right in front of the thieves.
Oh, my God. That's hilarious.
Investigators are examining the cases, noting bound men are currently considered victims. No.
Oh, come on.
No arrests have been made.
Damn. I
savage,
like that.
Savage, right?
I like it. You gotta do what you gotta do,
a
right?
A little vigilante justice, man.
Uh-huh. That's hilarious.
The Batman of Largos de Morinos.
Yes, please.
Again, summertime, especially this week. Reminder, wash your ass. As an Oregon card shop in Beaverton, Oregon, has had to suspend Yu-Gi-Oh! Tournaments after complaints about players' poor hygiene.
Oh,
they were coming
yeah.
in to play their card games, and they smelled real bad.
Yeah. We already tried to warn people this week and last week. Like, we get it, because, you know.
It's hard, but if you can afford Yu-Gi-Oh! Cards, you can afford a little soap and a little deodorant,
all
right?
If you can afford to get into the tournament and do all that stuff, you got to at least, you know, worry about the other people around
Kronos
you.
Games and Gifts announced a temporary halt, saying it faced reoccurring issues with mistreating the restrooms, customers turning up in unclean conditions, which violates official tournament guidelines. They had to put a tournament guideline in place because y'all smell so bad?
Like, that's wild.
Because y'all stink?
Yeah.
I guess that they introduced Konami. Am I saying that right? You know the game maker. Konami. K-O-N-A-M-I. Is that one of those?
Oh, that's Capcom.
You know them all, but
no,
whatever.
I know what you're saying. They had to introduce
explicit hygiene rules in 2019, stating all tournament participants and spectators should, quote, be clean and wear clean clothing.
Yes.
The Yu-Gi-Oh! Tournament guide notes that neglecting basic self-care can create an unpleasant environment. Konami.
Yeah, it's not fair. I understand that, you know, some things, but that's not fair for you to just get to stroll in there smelling like onions where other people are paying the same amount of stuff.
No.
And they don't stink.
Yeah, I don't stink. I'd like to take part in this Yu-Gi-Oh! Tournament.
Yeah.
You stink. Why are you here?
Yeah, like, what? I see that you've got all of the Yu-Gi-Oh! Merch on.
Yeah.
One less shirt. Trade out for one body wash and deodorant.
Wash your ass.
Wash your ass.
High of 96 today. High of 99 tomorrow.
Yo.
Check on your neighbors. Check on your pets. And wash your ass. Avenged Sevenfold. Good morning. This is K-Rock. And coming up in August, I would say arguably the biggest show that I've seen booked in this area in a very long time. And Keith is the mastermind behind it. Good morning, Keith.
How are you today?
We are great.
Good.
Let's talk Endless Fires. First of all, you want to put on a show, you go to Sharky's because it's a great spot, right? They got that great stage. And then did you plan on having this many acts, or you just started booking and couldn't stop?
That's exactly right.
Yeah. So let's run through some of these bands. Give me some of the big names that'll be there. I could go through the whole list. It would take all afternoon.
Well, the biggest bands, obviously, are Gwar headlining on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
And their support is Circle Jerks.
Okay.
And then Sunday is 3-6 Mafia and Project Pat.
Okay. Guys, do you hear what I'm saying here?
Yeah.
Gwar with Circle Jerks on Saturday, 3-6 Mafia, Project Pat, as well as Amur. Amur, we've had it something before. I recognize the Amur name.
Yeah, I've seen them.
Madball will be there that day. I mean, go to the endlessfiresfest.com for all this information.
Good enough.
That'd be enough of a show. We were just describing off air. We're like, Metallica was obviously Metallica, but it's $300 for a Metallica show.
Minimum.
This for a weekend pass is how much?
$200.
$200 for all of these bands.
Yeah.
So if you're like, I want to see a festival experience and I want to go out and watch music all weekend, $200 for the whole weekend. Now, can you do individual days?
Yeah, yeah. Individual days are about 110.
110.
Yeah.
So what else are we going to have over at Endless Fires besides the music?
So there's a bunch of food trucks come in, and, you know, there's going to be merch vendors and all kinds of people bringing stuff in. It's a festival sort of environment. So, you know, 80 bands, 4 stages, you know, lots of food, people coming from all over the place selling stuff and doing cool stuff. So it's an all-ages sort of event.
Yeah, because it's at the Sharkies and they do volleyball and stuff. It's an all-ages show, so you can come, right?
Yeah, yeah. So 16-plus preferred, but...
Ghost Ship will be there. Immure, like I said. Boundaries will be there. Fatal Realm. So many bands. It's
just, there's an endless amount of bands. This is going to be a fun weekend.
Little White, that's one people like a lot, right? He's real popular.
He's coming up.
Madball will be there. Weekend Nachos will be there. X-Cops will be there. American Nightmare will be there. Comeback Kid. I mean, the list goes on and on and on. What time does music start each day?
So gates are going to be at 11 a.m. Moved it up. And then bands will start around 12:30.
Okay.
Keep piling bands on. They keep begging us to play, so we keep adding more bands.
Dude, keep doing. I mean, people demand this. They want to have a festival in town. Fun. Here you go.
Yeah.
Now, go ahead. Go to what else?
Sorry. It will be over by 10.
Oh. So you're speaking my language. Yeah,
it's a curfew.
Yeah.
So 10 o'clock. So it'll be over. You can be home. So that's the best part.
Yeah, that really is the best part. Get home, get a shower, go to bed. Yeah.
Right, get ready to do it all again the next day.
10 hours of madness and then wrap it up by 10 o'clock. There's a noise ordinance in the town, so.
I love it. EndlessFiresFest.com. This is going to be worth it. And I've got some weekend passes to give away. That's a $200 value for a weekend pass. So if you want to give me a call, 424-ROCK, 315-424-7625. You could win a weekend pass to Endless Fires. Again, it's coming up August 15th and 16th at Sharkey's Event Center in Liverpool. Get your tickets now. Do not wait. EndlessFiresFest.com. Keith, thanks so much for putting this on, man. It's going to be a great weekend.
I hope to see you guys there.
And Lee Baldwin is here. Came in just for us today, Lee.
Right.
DollarInvestmentClub.com. What's up, Lee?
Good morning, everyone.
What's on your mind today? What are we talking about?
I hope you guys didn't watch me parallel park in front of the studio.
We videotaped it, sorry.
We filmed it and posted it everywhere.
Bumpin' park.
It's all right. Yeah. What's on your mind, Liam?
There's a lot going on. I guess we're heading into the long holiday weekend, but we got some jobs reports coming up.
Okay.
And ADP came out this morning, and tomorrow we'll have it pushed up a day because markets are closed on Friday. So,
okay.
Yeah, so it looks like we're adding jobs, so that's good.
That's good. January,
so that's a good thing.
I saw locally there was a big expansion on a steel manufacturing place around here. I don't have the story in front of me, but they're expanding and a bunch of steel manufacturing around here. That's great.
You see little areas like today, Microsoft is laying off like 2% of their people. Mm-hmm. So you see little, culverts of that. But but I've been looking at my electric bill. You guys look at your electric bill.
Lee, I try not to.
Don't even. Yes, I'm aware. Why?
That's what got me to. I'm mad as hell.
You're not going to take it anymore.
But yeah. That delivery charge, which came into being about, I think 1998 or late 90s, right?
Mm-hmm.
That it's an additional charge, and it's crept up now. It's over like 62% of your bill now.
What is that for?
Sheesh.
To deliver your electricity to your house.
Okay. So it's like paying for the lines and the poles and all that?
I think so. I think because the companies, you couldn't really delineate who was and responsible for it, so they added this charge. But I think it goes to the new state of New York. I don't know
who's getting that money, but bill keeps going up.
Right, and it just points to the fact that the politicians and whoever makes the rules, they're not really looking out for the little guy. And they say they are, check your bills, which gets us to what we talk about, right?
Yeah, just get in the game. Pay a bill to yourself.
Yeah.
I mean, see all these solar panels going up. Shouldn't those be helping our prices?
I think they would help.
I don't know why it doesn't.
But data centers and Micron facilities probably don't help either, right?
No, that's true.
Yeah, so you've got that going on. And I was thinking driving in, sometimes your best investments are the ones that you don't make.
Okay.
So you stay out of for whatever reason. And there was 3 stocks that kind of crossed recently because Nike had earnings last night.
Mm-hmm.
Nike's been a dog for I think it's down to 2014 levels.
Oh.
And So it just it fell out of favor, and now you throw on top of that tariffs, and so like so it's a great brand name, obviously, mm-hmm. right? But you, I guess you can't marry a stock and hold it forever. Another one I was thinking about is Netflix, which has really struggled this year. They didn't get a World Cup. They got like a podcast, but I don't
about
think that's
the World
good.
Cup, that's not enough. Yeah,
and then like a video game through Netflix.
Yeah, you can play video games through Netflix
now. I don't know
now.
If that's going to...
No.
So they're increasing their spending like by 10% for new content, but it's kind of a risky... That's, you know, you don't know when you're going to have the best next
Fox
hit,
is
right?
reporting record-breaking viewers. Oh, like 84 million people are watching this World Cup.
It's huge. A big deal.
It's a big deal.
Yeah, it is a big deal. And then finally, because there was three of them, Lululemon was such a darling stock. And it really fell out of favor. So
why?
But that's what I'm kind of poking around at. It might be something there, but
I think Lululemon, they were kind of like the first ones out the gate with like, you know, this athletic wear stuff. But then prices were expensive, and everybody started copying it. And much like most things in capitalism, you got the competition comes in, and then you're not so pretty anymore to pay $80 for a pair
and,
of leggings.
And I like the pants, right?
Do you wear pants?
I do, right? But you can get them at Costco, very
sure.
similar, right?
Sure.
So that may be part of the reason. But,
yeah.
And they had some CEO shakeups, which Nike also had. Mm-hmm. So it's, you know,
all right, all
go.
That stuff to watch.
All that stuff.
He takes care of
and
the
And I
rest.
Did mention I've got the...
Yes, tomorrow night?
Tomorrow night is our food truck rally.
Oh.
And just to show you how it works, when you come in as a guest... We hand out free food and
free food.
Drinks.
He's showing it right now on camera. If you got a ticket,
he's got them.
Yeah,
I love
or you
it.
Can sign up when you get there, as long as you're a member of the club. So
there you go,
dollarinvestmentclub.com.
You sign up, Lee takes care of the rest.
Thank you, Lee. Thanks, guys.
All right, coming up, we got your 90s tonight. We'll kick that off.
Oh,
here's your schedule of events. We will play a little video game soccer. A football, if you will.
Ah, the football.
Gaming stream powered by Ryan Phelps Auto Sales. You are buying from Ryan. Styling, profiling, jet plane flying. Ryan Phelps Auto Sales. Gaming stream kicks off on twitch.tv/theshow. We'll be back there tonight, 7 o'clock, for a Whiskey Wednesday show. 7 p.m. We'll do a little sippy sip on twitch.tv/theshow or theshow.fm.
Where he will also just use his feet to use like a football.
It's all feet content
you'll
tonight.
Pick your
nothing
whiskey
but feet
up
content.
With the toes.
Yep. All monkey toes.
You
got to
do monkey toes things. Yep.
All nothing but uncensored feet content.
You got long legs. Could you do that? Could you bring a glass up to
flexible.
Your?
No, because I'm not flexible. I can't even touch my toes. I've never been able to.
No, I can't. Even.
I can't. I'm That's not a flexible person at all.
Yep.
So come back and hang right now. We will hand you off to like the best band ever.
Hey,
play a little soccer. Play a little footy brop.
Footy brop.
Play a little footy brop.
Right in front of the swamp there.